of those expressions that you've heard from other parts of the country? Or?
I'm not really sure, you know, like which parts of the country they come from.
So no, I never heard that.
It's like a noisy band.
You know, oh, chivalry. Chivalry, yes. Uh-huh. Well, when people get married, they like a serenade, only it isn't a serenade. It's a chivalry. Yes, I believe I've heard Mother talk about that. That way back, they'd stopped doing that by the time we were married, but way back in the 1800s, 1890s, and in that period, right soon after that, they used to do that. Married couple, they'd go under where they thought they were and play all this funny music and make a big noise.
Did you used to have like a community get-togethers, you know, where people play music and dance, something like that?
Not so much that, I don't believe. I guess they did some of it. My family, as I said, Dad was so much older than Mother that they didn't do too much dancing. They had a lot of social contacts, and they had this club they used to go to, and they played cards. And I remember one anniversary party, I think it was their 15th or their 10th, it was a 10 or whatever it was. They had a lot of games figured out, and they played a lot of games, like Mother cut out advertisements from the magazines. Mm-hmm. Without any wording on them, and pasted them on a paper and numbered them all and passed them around and made everybody guess what they were. You know, the chicken on the bonami that hasn't scratched yet, and then there was the old chef on the cream of wheat, and what was it? There was a little black boy that was something, and all these different advertisements there. Were like trademarks. Mm-hmm. And I think I still have some of those from that party somewhere put away in a thing. But that would be a cute game for right now. I think people would get a kick out of it.
Oh, I think so too, because there's so many of them.
Mm-hmm. Then they had a lot of tin, pie tins. Mm-hmm. And they played spin the pan, and we used to play fruit basket turnover. Even the adults that were celebrating their 15th wedding anniversary did things like that.
How did you play spin the pan?
Somebody got in the middle and spin the pan. They'd take the pan and start it spinning in the middle and call a name. And whoever's name they called had to run and grab it before it fell down and got still. If it was still moving when they grabbed it, that was all right. They could grab it and then they could spin it and call somebody else's name. What the penalty was, wagering like that, but that's what that was. You just had to grab it so you could spin it again.
See, do you remember like any other terms that you used for dancing? For dance or anything like that?
Not that we used, I don't think. I saw one thing on Lawrence Welk program the other night that I would like to correct them on, though. You know the little dancers on the Lawrence Welk program, mm-hmm. Bobby and Sissy? They were doing some old-time dances, and this was last Thursday night, Thanksgiving night. They did one. They started off as the Castle Walk, and it was a cakewalk dance is what it was. It wasn't the Castle Walk, because the Castle Walk was in my day, and that was taken from Vernon and Irene Castle, and that was something entirely different. Mm. What they did was a cakewalk dance, and they used to have, every Saturday night, they had a cakewalk over at the Ponce Alley in the ballroom, mm-hmm. and the waiters, and the, what do they call them, the maids that made up the bedrooms and cleaned up, would dress all up and do these cakewalks in the ballroom, and they were really something. They'd